welcome to this week's Tuesday Talk, part of a series of podcasts given by staff, students and associates of the Barber Institute of Fine Arts, the Art Gallery and Concert Hall on the University of Birmingham's Edgbaston campus. My name is John Slee. I'm an arts educator at the Barber, have invited me to share my interpretation of two works with you today, and we'll be exploring ageism in art. During this short talk, I'll be using two images from the collection to consider what it means to depict ageing. Each is a powerful artwork that tell a story not just of their sitters, but also, I believe, a challenge to the prejudice we encounter in society towards the elderly. The sweet old lady stereotype is both pervasive and commodified in society. It's a stubborn prejudice that we inherit culturally. Across 1,000 biscuit tins, postcards and media adverts, you'll find an elderly lady smiling benignly. Victorian tradition will dictate that she's well fed, with rosy cheeks, living in an ivy-clad rural cottage, perhaps having a tea party. She'll be adored by children, most probably be having a pet cat, and is caught mid-wholesome activity. She's neither aggressive nor problematic or threatening. Cuteness radiates from these images. A comforting myth, or lie, we reach for culturally in art when we consider ageing. You'll find what I believe is an excellent example of this at Wolverhampton Art Gallery, titled An Old Woman Pouring Tea, Circa 19th Century British English School, by searching on artuk.org. Filters such as this are deeply ageist. They can reduce depictions of ageing into a marketable form that patronises and removes the humanity of a long life. Nuance is lost, sociology denied us, and instead a two-dimensional version of ageing becomes a template of how to age. Two paintings in the Barber Institute of Fine Arts challenges this and shines an emotive light on how age can be portrayed. An Old Warrior by a contemporary follower of Rembrandt is a dazzling example of a study in art that examines the ageing man. The title is traditional, having been used for the last 100 years. The painting may have been intended as a depiction of the god Mars or a head study taken from life. The male figure is seated in profile, looking away from us. The background is dark, enveloping the figure and rendering him somehow smaller, cocooned almost in his red chair. Light bathes him, pulling our eyes first to his curling hair in hues of silver, brown and black. Metal armour around his neck, a gorget designed to protect the throat in battle, glimmers a grey steel, indicating perhaps a reflection, patch of wear or rust on his shoulder. Attention is lavished on the face and broad beard. Wrinkles and creases capture the light while the sunken eyes attract shadow. His expression is impassive, lost in thought, or perhaps memory. Dignified or vulnerable, he straddles both states. The title, An Old Warrior, draws attention both to the subject's age and status. He remains a warrior, a man of action. Is this at odds with the image? The artist relishes the subject's physicality and vulnerability. The man is not posed in action or fight, but in reflection. He has no say in the objectification. He is pictured to us to decide and does not connect or look at us. Are we invited to pity this state or recognise the dignity of the figure dressed as a warrior? Models of real old soldiers would have been aplenty for the unnamed follower of Rembrandt. The 80 Years' War, or Dutch War of Independence, had just been concluded in 1648, marking generations of conflict. The Netherlands stood united when this was painted in a precarious and new republic. To see the ageing warrior is to see a weaponized national identity. Add further the image of an ageing man in itself. Life expectancy in 17th century Europe was markedly less than our own today, so to be elderly would stand out visually. Hard lives in combat or physical work prematurely aged a body. Consider his survival as well. We may presume the figure lived through the conflicts that defined a lifetime or beyond. It's a remarkable piece that defies the idea of ageing as weakness or benign. He is and remains a warrior, juxtaposed in the ageing body. Contrast this with another artwork in the collection titled Portrait of Mrs. Harriet O'Nyans by Nestor Cambier, 1879 to 1957, about 1928. A favoured artist of Barber Institute founder Hattie, Lady Barber, the Cambier portrait represents her mother. She was the widow of Simon Brooks O'Nions, the Birmingham family of bellow makers, CJ O'Nions, later Allardyce and O'Nions Engineering Company, who had died in 1926. Lady Barber had a long-standing creative relationship with Cambier, who was a resident guest of Sir Henry and Lady Barber at Colham Court, near Henley, Oxfordshire, for several years. He painted numerous portraits of Lady Barber, as well as pictures of the interior of Colham Court and its surrounding gardens. You'll find examples of these in the Barber collection if you explore the website further. When we first look at this portrait, an older female figure stares past us, framed again in darkness, but this time the effect is achieved by swathes of fabric, a widow's black garments. Harriet wears clothes typical of the Edwardian era, fashioned slightly at odds with the Roaring Twenties imagery in our minds. She's clearly of some wealth, and her black attire contrasts with the murky browns of the background. She's pulled back a voluminous black veil, offering under her wide-brimmed hat a hint of what might be silver hair. The painting is currently compromised by a white surface bloom or blanching. This can confuse our reading of the face, for example, by changing colour values and details. It's a challenging piece that's open to numerous readings, so we should interpret colour values with caution. Her face is both rigid and emotive. A tight-lipped expression pulls the cheekbones, elongating shadows across the face. It's a face of strong lines and symmetry, differing hues in beige, caused either by design or blanching, can serve to mark the appearance of aging gracefully without being graphic. The eyes, though, are where she comes alive. Pale blue eyes radiate a mixture of emotions: pain, weariness, resignation, disappointment, anger, perhaps. The contemporary appearance of colour in the whites of the eyes offers so much. Yellowing, for example, is indicative of ageing. Possibly we reach to link this with a soreness in the eye. We can interpret this as possibly tiredness, a lack of sleep, or perhaps recent tears. Her face is a mask of control, while the eyes radiate a powerful narrative of emotion and intelligence. Again, as with the old warrior, she's presented to us to be objectified by us. Again, we consider the invitation of pity versus dignity. She is, however, no patronizing chocolate box version of an elderly lady. Far from it. She is a complex map of emotion, status, and energy. Victorian and Edwardian mourning practices were on the decline in the late 1920s. However, they would have been formative when this woman was younger. Strict expectations were in place on a widow, with a 2-year period of mourning and beyond, a status signalled by the permitted clothing, which helps us identify this lady as recently widowed. Social isolation was a noted factor in widowhood, with set standards in place forcing the woman into a period of withdrawal. Both of these figures provide rich, sensitive, and arguably very real depictions of aging. Each of them is emotionally complex, uneasy to consider, and designed to challenge us. As both artists bask in the chance to portray aging with virtuosity, we are pushed to contemplate the latter stages of life and the associated prejudices. Any sentimental attempts to consider these sitters as adorable cannot stand up to the emotion we find in their eyes. When we think of ageism in its many forms, it's also powerful to consider these artworks. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to Jack Davis for composing and playing the guitar music that introduces and ends these weekly talks. There'll be another talk in 2 weeks' time by one of my colleagues, so please do come back then if you would like to hear more. Thank you.